16-year-old Stacy LaFontant is a junior at the Paseo Academy of Fine Arts. She's about to take the floor to recite a poem by Gertrude Stein.
Are you nervous? Does this make you nervous?
Yes.
I'm nervous because I don't want to, like, forget the words, mix up the words or something.
They call her name, and she approaches the podium.
Stanzas in Meditation by Gertrude Stein. Let them be mine, therefore.
If she wins, she'll compete against Missouri's 9 other regional winners. From there, it's on to nationals in Washington, D.C., where first prize is $20,000. Chris Odom is Stacy's poetry coach and English teacher at Paseo. He's not focused on winning. Instead, he focuses on improving the vocabulary of his students, asking questions like,
what words killed your love for this poem? Did you look them up? What other strategies could you use?
And he says focusing on a poem's verbs makes students better writers.
The verbs, which we highlight in every one of the Poetry Out Loud poems, run that poem. They are the workers of all your thoughts. Same is true in all of your essays.
Paseo Academy is in the Kansas City School District, where only 30% of students meet the state's proficiency requirements for English language arts. Odom thinks both students and teachers need to aim higher. Participating in Poetry Out Loud, he says, is a first step towards overall improvement.
I think memorizing a poem and truly deciphering all the words, I think that's potentially very doable for each and every person, and it might be just like a starting point. If we set the bar higher, kids will have to reach it.
However, Piper Abernathy, a regional coordinator for the contest, isn't so sure that it influences the average student. The first obstacle, she says, is acclimating to the subject matter.
It's just a fear of engaging with poetry to a certain degree. I think there's a level of fear in most human beings when it comes to poetry for some sad, strange reason.
She says regardless of their school or their district, it takes a special kind of student to participate in Poetry Out Loud.
We see people from many different schools, many different backgrounds, but generally it is a high achiever that wants to take this on because of the level of commitment it takes to memorize that many poems, and not just to memorize them, but to memorize them perfectly.
Remain, propose, repose, chose.
At the writer's place, Stacy finishes her poem.
These stanzas are done.
She feels good about her performance.
I feel like the people were looking at me in a good way, so it actually made me proud.
In the end, Stacy doesn't win. It would have been nice, she says, but victory is fleeting. She says she's gained something far more lasting from the experience.
I think it will help me be more confident when I talk in public and I can have more eye contact with people.
Life skills like confidence and eye contact can't be quantified. But, like a love of poetry, they have an influence that can be lifelong. Lauren Kirby for KCUR News.